Hey everyone, this is Mike McCabe with Our Wisconsin Revolution. From where I sit, the state budget being cobbled together by Republicans who control the legislature looks fiscally reckless and morally cruel. Those legislators have decided to turn down $1.6 billion in available federal funds to expand the state's Medicaid program, known here as Badger Care. Taking the money would allow 93,000 people who currently are uninsured to obtain health insurance. Turning down this money won't get any of us rebates on the federal taxes we've already paid. Our money will just go to help people in other states. To add insult to injury, we'll have to pay more in state taxes to insure fewer people on Badger Care than if we took the federal money. Ruling Republicans also rejected more than $70 million in funding to combat homelessness in our state. Governor Tony Evers proposed a $1.6 billion increase in funding for local schools. Republican legislators slashed that to only $128 million. That is, until they found out that such a meager increase in school funding would disqualify Wisconsin schools from receiving $2.3 billion in federal COVID funds. So legislative budget writers went back to the drawing board and concocted a scheme to add an additional $408 million in direct aid to school districts in order to secure the federal pandemic aid, but wrote the budget measure in such a way that prevents that money from being spent on education. It would go to reduce local property taxes instead. While turning a blind eye to the struggles of people who are medically uninsured or experiencing homelessness and shortchanging school children, legislative Republicans approved a massive tax cut in their budget plan. It cuts state taxes by $3.4 billion. But here's the rub. If you are an individual making $263,000 a year, you get a $3,000 state income tax cut. Married couples making $351,000 a year would pay over $4,000 less than they currently do. But if you are single and trying to get by on $23,000 a year, you get nothing. Married couples struggling to make ends meet on $31,000 a year get no break on their state income taxes whatsoever. This budget is fiscally reckless. It's morally cruel. There is nothing worth salvaging that can be gained by the governor's use of his item veto authority. He has little choice now but to veto the budget in its entirety and tell the legislature to start over from scratch. Do it, Governor. Veto the whole kit and caboodle. For Our Wisconsin Revolution, I'm Mike McCabe.